The Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network is brought to you by Go Wild. Go Wild is a social media application for your smart device or now even on your desktop. I've been using Go Wild for a while, and here's what I want you to know. What it is, it's a social media application. It's like Facebook, like Instagram, like any of those things. But the whole purpose behind Go Wild is to promote outdoor content. You can go on here. You can see exactly what you want to see, whatever type of content you want to see, whether that be fishing, hunting, whitetail hunting, bear hunting, turkey hunting, just anything like that. You have so many endless options that you can check out, and you can subscribe to each one of those things, and that's what you see. It's really cool, especially now in a day where social media has really completely gotten out of hand. Every time I log into Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that, all I'm seeing is negativity. Well, with Go Wild, you're going to see a bunch of positive people that love the outdoors as much as you and I do. So go and check out Go Wild on your smartphone or even on your desktop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we're talking with Rudy Nunez from Tacticam. Now, the reason I wanted to get these guys on the podcast is because right now, documenting your hunts is as popular as it's ever been. Everybody puts their stuff on YouTube. Everybody puts little videos together. I mean, even 1 year ago, there is a ton of content online of just regular Joes filming their hunts. And I know it didn't start with Tacticam because people have been doing it a while, but Tacticam seems like it's easier to do now. Not necessarily with their products, just with all of the other products that are out there, and Tacticam is part of that. And so today we're talking about their product line, the company history. They're even introducing a trail camera, and we're getting into that as well. So hold on tight, I guess. We're going to get into this episode with Rudy Nunez from Tacticam right now. In 3, 2, 1. All right. On the phone with me today from Tacticam, Mr. Rudy Nunez. Rudy, how you doing, man?
Hey, Dan, how are you guys doing? Really happy to be on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what I like to call a secondary hunting product because it's not necessarily involved in killing the animal, but I've seen items like this really gain popularity over the last, you know, handful of years, especially since the birth of the GoPro type cameras have come out. And we're going to talk about all that today. But before we jump into all the meat and potatoes of the episode, why don't you talk to us a little bit about who you are, what your role in Tacticam is?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, man. So I'm the brand manager. So I help with organizing content. I have a hand in, the social media platform. I help the social media manager get content, create content, do that kind of thing. And we actually, matter of fact, are in the middle of 3 product launches this summer alone. Tacticam was born 6 years ago, and we are for hunters by hunters. Our founders they used other POV cameras for hunting, and quickly learned that because of the severe bubble effect you get with some other POV cameras, lack of mounting options, poor battery life, they needed a fix. So that's how Tacticam was born. And it's just one of those products to where we want to be with the hunter and support the hunter throughout the entire year. We offer 4K cameras that can mount to any platform, shotgun, rifle, scope, spotting scope. We're releasing a fishing camera this year that's going to be waterproof down to 30 feet. So that takes care of your springtime season. And we also are releasing a cellular trail camera this year called the Reveal. And of course, one of my favorites is the Spotter LR, which is a 4K spotting scope that's going to replace those phone adapter type combos. It's going to service any spotting scope in your arsenal. It'd be Wi-Fi onboard LED screen, it's just going to solve a lot of problems. That was the genesis of Tacticam as a company, was solving a lot of problems that the hunters were having in the field. So we keep driving on, man, listening to the customers and getting better every year.
Well, that's you just kind of spit a lot of knowledge right there in a short period of time. But I want to kind of go back to the very beginning. You know, you mentioned solving problems, right? And what was the problem that the original founders were trying to solve when they decided, hey, we need to start this company, Tacticam, and focus specifically for hunters?
Yeah, so Ben Stern is our original founder. Engineer, photography major. And so what he found was, when you film a deer with yesteryear's cameras, even some products these days, you really get that fisheye bubble effect. So what that means is, if you're filming a deer at 20 yards, you review that footage and it looks like it's at 60 or 80 yards. So bubble lenses, really, with your GoPros and other type lenses, they really push that image out so they can gather a lot of information, because they're basically action cameras. So Tacticam was designed to be a hunting camera, so to film like your eye sees, to have, you know, 2.5 hour, you know, runtime, record time on one single battery charge. It takes up to 128 gigabyte micro SD. Plus, you can have the best camera in the world, but if it doesn't mount securely to your hunting platform, and it's no good for you. So we designed all of our own mounts, and the Tacticam itself is cylindrical. It's tubular. It only weighs 3.5 ounces. Pardon. So, I mean, it's really hunter friendly.
Okay. So, you know, with all that said, then, did you guys know when you started, you know, the company, that it was going to be specifically for, you're going to design a product and have a product specifically for hunters, or did it kind of evolve into the hunting community?
No, when Tacticam was built, it was primarily designed for hunters. As we've improved the product, 4K quality, image stabilization, wide angle varieties that are available, it's these other segments, these other markets that are starting to learn that Tacticam's, you know, also good for boating, skiing, sporting. So really primarily designed for hunting, but also, you know, we're starting to expand into the other markets, because the camera itself is just such high quality, low cost comparatively. And, one of the features that people like with the 5.0 is that you can pair up to 5 cameras to one remote control, and that remote will cold start all 5 of those cameras. So that's really cool for the hunters that are either, freestand hunting or ground blind hunting. And if you're able to hunt over bait or over a water hole, you put a couple wide angles down, you know, where the animal's going to be. And it really makes getting those second, third, and fourth angles easy.
Yeah. So what was the very first product that came out of Tacticam?
Golly, I've only been with the company for 3 years, so I have to say it was the Tacticam. It was an aluminum shell. I'll have to get back with you on that one, maybe send a link. But I know that the Tacticam 2.0 and 3.0 were really early. I think they were max 1080 resolution. And, you know, since then, we've just been growing by leaps and bounds. Again, like I mentioned before, we listen to the customers. We listen to, you know, what features they like about other POV cameras, what features they don't. And that's kind of how the 5.0 was born, which is our flagship camera now, and that's been since 2018. Other than some firmware software updates, we haven't had any need to release a new camera every year, just because what we have on the market right now is so good.
So basically, let's just call it version 1.0 was released, and through customer feedback and research, development, testing, you guys, it has evolved into this 5.0.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, a variety of different modifications leading up to that. What were some of the customer feedback tips or comments that you had on past cameras that led to this 5.0 version?
Yeah, I mean, that. So I've been with the company since 2017. When I got on board, we were already on the 4.0, which I think was the fourth generation or so. But just when we talk about other POV cameras and cameras out there, you know, obviously the resolution had to get better. So, you know, our 4.0 was 2.7K max resolution, and 5.0 is 4K max resolution. So having great quality image was probably one of the highest demands. Solving that fisheye bubble effect was another. And then also having zoom capabilities on the camera was a real big feedback from our customers. But the one thing that sets Tacticam apart from the competitor is our one-touch operation. So having the hunter in mind, you press that animal starts walking in, whether you have it mounted on a shotgun or a bow or a rifle, you press that record button one time, you'll feel a vibration through your riser or your buttstock. It'll let you know. I mean, that camera just starts filming right away, so there's no screens to go through, chimes, you know, anything like that. So ease of use really was the number one feedback from hunters. You know, like you said, it's a secondary tool. You know, you don't need this to kill an animal, but if you want to preserve that memory and or have a tool that allows you to go back and review that footage real time to see if you scored a good hit, should I back out, should I pursue this animal, you know, it needed to be easy. It can't be an item that, you know, you have to think about a lot. So that, I think that was probably the number one, was ease of use, ease of
push a button and it works.
And it works.
Okay.
Press that button and it works.
Gotcha. All right. So with that said, then, let's talk a little bit about the quality of the, you know, 'cause I'm a bow hunter and I draw back, you want to obviously steady, and I can see the camera working fine there, but at the moment of the release of the arrow, there's going to be some hand shock, some kind of vibration where all the energy travels through the bow, out the camera, and the release is shaky, right? Let's say, is there any software or built-in functionality with the camera that allows that image to be stabilized during the gun blast or the arrow release?
Yeah. So our flagship camera, the 5.0, has image stabilization built in. That was a big change from our 4.0 to our 5.0. Of course, when you start filming and you mount, let's just say, a camera to your bow, traditionally people are taught to have a good follow through with their bow, and it kind of looks like come to draw, release, arm drops down to the 6 o'clock position. If you are serious about wanting to get like good footage, a good end result with the Tacticam, you know, essentially what we like to advocate is really steady on that animal walking in, a nice smooth draw cycle staying on the animal, and then after the shot, either A, staying on the animal while he expires or runs out of frame, or B, if you do drop your hand, you know, pick it back up. So there is, you know, with that shock of the string, there's going to be a little bit of vibration, but with our image stabilization, it really takes care of a lot of that, you know, bounce. Really the most important thing is just staying on the animal after the shot to get that really good, you know, end product.
Right. So when you mentioned the old kind of action cameras had the bubble lens, which made the object look close, look further away than what it really was. You guys have a flat lens, correct? That doesn't, you know, the look isn't as far away.
Yeah. So our regular 5.0 is 3 to 8 times zoom, and it doesn't have any of that fisheye or bubble effect. So 20 yards looks like 20 yards. If you zoom it, you know, it looks even closer and pulls that image in. We have some side-by-sides on the website that shows between, you know, the competitor versus us, and it's really night and day. But if you want that wide angle for like selfie work or decoy work, we do offer the wide angle camera. So there are two. With the 5.0, it does run two different SKUs.
Got you. All right. So when you zoom in, it allows you to choose what zoom level you want.
Yeah. And in the spirit of keeping things simple, the Tacticam is going to come in three presets for the 5.0. The first preset is when you just put the battery in, put an SD card in, you turn it on. That's going to bring you to 3x zoom at 4K resolution. From there, you pause the camera, you hit the mode button. That'll take you to the second mode, and they're all color coordinated. That's going to be 8x zoom at 2.7K. And then the third feature is going to be slow motion at 240 frames per second.
I gotcha.
So that's one of the things that not only is a great hunting camera, but for guys who really get into photography and like some of those, you know, custom settings, you can set for different lighting situations or for different like cinematic, you know, effects. You can go from 15 frames to 30 to 60 to 120 all the way to 240. You can adjust the white balance. You can toggle the image stabilization on and off. We even have a red dot feature in there. So for people who do like clays or ducks, waterfowl, you know, that'll give you reference if you're not following through or leading too much.
Yeah. All right. So is there any, cause there's certain trail cameras and I know that there's some other, electronics in the hunting world where you get them and then you may have to instantly update the firmware, right? And that, and on a personal level, that pisses me off when I can't just open something up and use it, right? So with your cameras, is there necessary firmware updates that you have to go to the website and download and re-upload to the camera and all that stuff? Or does it come out of the box ready to use?
So it comes with everything that's in stock right now. It's got the latest version. The cool thing about the Tacticam is like once you're in the app, all you have to do is go to update firmware, click yes, it'll do it in about 2 or 3 minutes. So there's no downloading, putting on the SD card, anything like that. So if we come out with a new version later on, obviously we put that stuff out on the website and everything. But it's just like any other electronic, you know, from time to time, your phone needs to be updated from time to time, you know, so that's just one of those things where, you know, down the road you may have to do it, but right out of the box, first thing you do is you charge that battery up and you put an SD card in there and you're ready to hunt right out of the box.
All right.
And to that point, our mounts, we design them in a way that, like for instance, the shotgun barrel mount or our bow stabilizer mount that goes right into your riser, we designed it to where once you mount it, it's centerline with bore. So there's no having to go out to the shooting range or the bow range and zero that camera. It once you mount it and secure it down, it's ready to go.
Okay. So let's see. Waterproof. Is the camera waterproof? Because I sit in a lot of nasty weather. I drag it through my bow through the dirt, you know, my gun through the dirt, whether I'm on my knees crawling, you know, on a spotting stock or something like that. Is it dirt proof? Is it waterproof?
Yeah. It's rated IP66. That's just an element rating. So anything, so it's water, highly water resistant, highly weather resistant. So anything that you care to hunt in, no issues at all. Torrential downpours, if you're out fishing and it plop, you know, falls into the lake and you pluck it out, no problem. Like, so you don't have to put away when it's raining. Now our fishing camera is waterproof down to 30 feet. So we do offer a waterproof camera for people who dive or want to maybe sink a camera next to the boat while they're fishing and stuff like that. The only thing with a 5.0 we don't recommend is just don't submerge it for an extended period of time.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So what about battery life? How long does a charge last for a camera?
Yeah, that's one of the things that people want to know the most. So on a full camera, on a full battery charge, you're getting 2.5 hour record time. But those batteries, they are rechargeable and replaceable. So, you know, we offer those for $19.99 on the website. Any of our retailers carry them. So when I go out to the field, I have at least two spares with me. But typically when you're only recording in 5 to 10 minute segments, because you just don't let it run indiscriminately. I can get at least 2 or 3 days out of one battery charge. And then, of course, I always have the spares with me just in case.
Okay. What about the SD card? Do you have a specific SD card that needs to be used? Is it a mini? Is it a big one? And then what would you recommend for, let's say, like the class of the SD card or the size of the SD card?
No, that's an excellent question, because our number one customer service report is camera functionality, and it always has, and most of the time has to do with using an insufficient SD card. So it is a mini, and it accepts up to 128 gigabytes, so a lot of memory on board. And we do recommend, since they're 4K cameras, using the U3 coded SD cards.
Okay.
I found that you can probably get away with the class 10 if the megabyte speed is the right speed is, you know, about 100 megabytes per second or more.
All right. Okay. So anything else cool that we didn't talk about the actual Tacticam that mounts to the bow or the gun?
No, it's just one thing. The most important thing to remember is that you don't have to buy a different camera for every application. One Tacticam with our various mounts is going to support everything in your gun safe, plus your bow, plus your crossbow. There's just so many applications for one camera. But when we like to really get creative and put like the wide angles on the riser pointing back at us, kind of gets like the draw and the reaction to the shot, that sort of thing. Makes production real simple if you have a page. And just, you know, if you want to shoot through scope, we got that covered. If you want to preseason with the reveal trail camera, we got that covered. Fishing, we got that covered. We just want to be a name that's, you know, you associate with throughout your whole hunting and fishing year. So,
got you. So why the fishing camera then? Is that just customers saying, hey man, it'd be cool if you had a fishing camera?
Well, I think for fishing applications, one of the concerns, a lot of the feedback we got was that it's not waterproof.
Okay.
So developing that waterproof housing to where you, like for instance, with another action camera to where you have to buy a separate external housing, then to get to the battery, you got to unscrew it, take it apart, all that stuff. You know, we solved that problem. Plus there's a couple features like the loop feature and a time-lapse feature on the fisheye camera that makes really cool productions as well.
Cool, man. All right. So the next product that I want to talk about is the trail camera, because, you know, it's almost like it's an obvious next step in a SKU for a company like yours, because you're already in the capturing of images, you know, kind of category, right? Whether it's not necessarily pictures, but video, right? So it's almost like just
right.
a natural progression into your next SKU. So why did you come out with a trail camera and a wireless trail camera at that?
You know, like you said, it was a natural progression. I mean, we are a camera company. There, obviously, there's a few different brands out there, but we wanted to bring in a cellular trail camera that had all the features that users love, but it comes in at a real, you know, low price point. So it's going to MSRP at $119, and it's going to have excellent, you know, data plans with Verizon and AT&T. So it's going to be very competitive, but it's going to have the feel of a $200 or $300 cellular camera.
Okay. So let me ask you this then, because in the hunting space, of all places, you know, whether I go to the store and buy dishes, or I go to the store to buy tools, you know, I need it for my garage or whatever, I always feel that price reflects quality, right? And that, so I'll just put Reconics out there, right? It's one of the most expensive trail cameras on the market, yet it has some really awesome functionality. It's really well built. It's just a kick-ass camera, right? And then to hear someone like you say, you know, hey man, this is, it's going to perform at the same level as a $200 to $300 trail camera, but it's only going to be $119. In the past, I might have some concerns. So tell me why I might be wrong.
Yeah, you know, we are pre-launch at this point. We're launching the reveal July 1st. I haven't had the opportunity to get my hands on one quite yet. And to be honest with you, I've not used a whole lot of cellular trail cameras to begin with because in Arizona they're outlawed for hunting.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, but it's going to have its own dedicated page. I mean, we have users already gathering a lot of content, giving us a lot of, you know, feedback on it and all that stuff. So there's going to be a ton of information. So for you guys that are out there and you're in the market and you're saying, why Tacticam versus SpikePoint? Why Tacticam versus Reconyx? You know, we're going to make sure that we have all the resources out there for you to check out what we have and, you know, how it functions, what the quality is before you purchase. So
right. And it's going to launch on July 1st.
Yeah, so that's our official launch date. If you know, people can go to tacticam.com. We have a Facebook page for Tacticam General for the fishing camera and for the Reveal Trail camera.
So, is there a lot of content,
a lot of information.
Is there any information that you can share on the camera right now about any specs it's going to have?
Yeah, I'm pulling that up right now as we speak.
Basically, what I'm looking for is maybe some battery life. You know, how many batteries is it going to use? Is it a SD card camera? Is it, you mentioned, you know, elaborate a little bit on some of the wireless plans, you know, what some of the settings and options might be on that camera.
Yeah, we're still early on that. And like I said, I haven't got my hands on one, but, you know, it's going to be a 24 megapixel camera. It's going to run off of AT&T and Verizon. I want to say the plans are going to start like $5 a month, something to that effect. The camera itself, we're expecting it to go at $119. As far as the battery life, what I understand when I talk to Jeff, the CEO, it's got exceptional battery life. But what that translates to, how many pictures per or how many videos per, you know, more to follow. But we're going to have all that information. Once we officially launch, everything is going to be on the website, all the specs, all the options, all that.
Okay. And then let's see here. Is there an app that you have to download to use? Is it going to be a Tacticam app that's going to allow you, you know, when that takes pictures, it notifies the app and then that notifies you through the app, or is it going to come directly to your phone or email address?
Yeah. So for the reveal, I'm not 100% sure. I know that for the fisheye and for the regular Tacticam, those each have a unique app. So it's probably going to run on something very similar to that. And I'm only kind of being a little bit vague because we were real hush hush about the launch on the reveal. And it seems like, you know, being this close to launch, I mean, things are starting to kind of perpetuate and information starting to get out there. So,
yeah,
you know, like I mentioned, I haven't even got my own unit quite yet. So,
which is crazy because I heard about this through Facebook, right? I'm on one of these forums or these Facebook groups, and a guy on there asked, well, I'm interested in cell cameras. What brands would you recommend? And all these people voiced their opinions about, you know, what brands they've used in the past. I even voiced my opinion. And then this guy tells me, hey, wait up. Don't buy yet because July 1st Tacticam's coming out. And that's why I eventually ended up reaching out to you, you know, because,
right.
You know, a company like Tacticam that is somewhat solidified within the hunting industry comes out with a completely different market for a completely different category, a product for a completely different category. It's kind of interesting news, so to speak.
Yeah. And you know, anybody who's used Tacticam already, you can see, I mean, do a side-by-side, let's just say, for instance, our 5.0 camera versus a GoPro Hero 8 or our FTS film through scope system versus the phone scope, you know, version or the side shot version. I mean, every time we enter a market or enter a segment, you know, we strive for excellence. And by and large, the response is that, man, this thing is easier to use, more durable. You know, everything that we have has a 2-year warranty. We have excellent customer service. So, you know, we like you mentioned, we have solidified our place in the hunting world. And, You know, so people who've used Tacticam know that we have a commitment to excellence, and that any product that we come out with is really going to disrupt the current status quo.
Right. All right. So one of the last questions I have for you here today is, all right, so I am having trouble with my camera or any Tacticam product, and I want to talk to a person. How do I get a hold of someone to help me solve my problem?
Two ways. You can email support@tacticam.com, or you can give our ladies at the office a call. So we just hired a new staff member. So we have three live technicians that'll walk anybody through any process. We actually just hired a new one to handle the reveal trail camera solely because we know that it's going to be such a, you know, hot item that we're going to get a lot of inquiries about it. But those ladies are there. We're not too big to care at this point. I mean, they have callers that call in nowadays just to talk. I mean, people love our support system that much. But if it's something that we can't troubleshoot over the phone, we send you a form, you fill it out, you return that camera. You know, if we can't fix it, you know, if it's not a normal fix, we just get you out a new product. So we have an excellent warranty because we stand by the product.
Got you. And then kind of going back, this new question popped in my head about the camera. Is the setup easy? I mean, because I've had some cell cameras in the past where I've had to almost jump through hoops in order to get it set up to the network to get it to send email or send text messages. And then I've had others where I literally I download an app, scan the camera, and it's done. Setup that easy. What's the setup like this one going to be?
Yeah. So I was talking to our Eastern sales manager who had a couple cameras on hand that he just put out on one of his farms. And he was telling me, you know, he's tried other ones out there, but he said that the setup was real easy. And just like you said, you know, you get either texted or emailed a QR code, you scan it and setup is real simple. And, you know, like I mentioned before, I haven't had the opportunity to use it. But one thing that we do at Tacticam.com is we have archives of how-to videos, setup videos. So anybody who's in the market or just received that, you know, item in the mail, they can go right to our website and see step-by-step videos that we actually make in-house that show step-by-step how to get, you know, either the FTS setup or the cell camera will be no different. So we have a lot of support around Tacticam.
Gotcha. All right. Who's your demographic?
Hunters, man. Hunters. You know, we're starting to grow into like the tactical shooting and competition, and obviously air guns is a space that we're really getting into right now because, you know, that market really spends a lot on their air guns. They really covet that great footage. So obviously, and then now we're kind of, you know, merging into the fishing world, which is a huge world. And one day, well, here soon, we're really hoping to get into the digiscoping market with the Spotter LR.
So break that product down. It's an adapter that goes over top of a spotting scope.
Yeah, so I mean that one's going to be perfect for the scouter, the hunter, the guide, the outfitter, the nature watcher. So it's a 4K camera. It's an independent unit. Typically, if you've used a spotting scope camera, it was probably something like an adapter in your cell phone,
like a phone scope.
Phone scope. Yeah. So we eliminate that. It'll come with some sizing shims that allow you to adapt to any spotting scope that you have.
Interesting.
And it's a quick snap adapter. So once you find that animal, you just quick snap it on and you just do a little fine focus and you're recording. Plus it's got onboard digital zoom. So
do you happen to know how much that weighs?
I'll have to get the weight specs back to you.
The only reason I ask is, you know, I do a lot of glassing when I go to South Dakota, and I, you know, got to take the phone scope out of my pocket, hook it up to the spotting scope, then put my phone on it, then, you know, adjust it to try to find the right settings and whatnot. But this to me sounds like you just pop it on, hit power, and it charges up, ready to go.
That's exactly right. And it uses the same battery as the Tacticam 5.0s. So one of the things we wanted to make sure is that all of our mounts and components are compatible. So every year we come out with a new product, you don't have to be buying more stuff. So a lot of grandfathered accessories in there. But it's really lightweight. You know, I'll follow up with you exactly what the weight is with the collar, the quick snap adapter, and the unit itself. But it couldn't be more easy to use for anybody who spends a lot of time behind glass. You know, having that 2-inch LCD screen really relieves eye strain. There's a Wi-Fi and an app that goes with it, so you can, you know, Wi-Fi it to like a large tablet or something if you're in a hunt group or a shooting group. So,
is there a way to go live with it? Might say like Instagram Live or Facebook Live.
So our 5.0s were live capable, except, you know, because we're in the shooting industry, because we're in the hunting industry, Facebook shut us down. So we have this live feature on these cameras that we're not able to use right now till we find a new platform.
I gotcha. Wow. Have you been talking with Go Wild?
We've actually been in touch with Go Wild.
There you go.
We've been in touch with Go Wild and, what is the other one? There's a few others that we've been in touch with, but you know, we're not any closer to having the live feature, you know, available quite yet.
Man, that would be cool if you could pop that thing on and it goes straight live to your social, you know, everybody can watch you harvest right. that animal or whatever. But all right. So last question here. A guy has some extra money. He's bought his bow or his gun. He's got his arrows, his broadheads, his bullets, whatever, his camo, and all the things that you actually need to hunt with. But now he's got some leftover money. Why should that guy potentially purchase something from the Tacticam lineup?
So if you're already looking for cameras, you know, presumably you want to preserve your memory. You want to have a tool that you can, you know, review the shot afterwards. Again, the Tacticam is made by hunters for hunters. It's the only camera that has the one-touch operation, ease of use, easy functioning. Plus, we have all the advanced features that, you know, any other POV has. So it doesn't make sense to buy another POV camera and then have to kind of get creative figuring out how you're going to mount it to your bow, how you're going to mount it to your shotgun. You can go out there and you can look at a ton of footage, you know, side-by-side comparisons and just see the quality of the Tacticam. Plus, you know, 2020, we lowered our price point. So you can get a 5.0 camera for $299. And let's just say a shotgun mount or a you know, Picatinny rail mount for $30. So for $230, you'd have everything in your safe pretty much covered to hunt year round.
Yeah. There you go, man. Well, Rudy, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on the podcast here and talk about your company, Tacticam, and all the products and whatnot. So thank you very much for your time and good luck this upcoming fall.
Hey, Dan, I really appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast in the books. Please go to iTunes and subscribe to the Hunting Gear Podcast or any of the other podcasts on the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network. Man, tons of great information on the Sportsman's Nation, whether you like to fish, whether you like to hunt, whether it's big game, whether it's turkey, whether it's food plots, whether it's strategy, whether it's stories. The Sportsman's Nation has it all, and you can find all of the content on iTunes or wherever you download your podcast. So go check out the podcast underneath the Sportsman's Nation umbrella, man. Like I keep saying, I keep repeating myself, tons of good content. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good rest of your week and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.